Who is Australia's top geek? That's what internet service provider iiNet is trying to find out. Over the past few months, they've been sifting through hundreds of geeky characters, issuing challenges to eliminate those who are not worthy of the title. Now, they're down to the final challenge with just six geeks left in the pile. Now, one of those final six is Cassandra James from Hobart, and she is on the line now. G'day, Cass.
Hi.
Now, Cass, in this search for Australia's top geek, what is geeky about you?
I think the easiest question would be, what is not geeky about me? By day, I'm a comic artist. I'm freelancing currently to try and, you know, break it into the industry. But I also love anime, sci-fi, you know, fantasy movies. I play Dungeons & Dragons almost every weekend. God, what else?
Dungeons & Dragons, that is pretty, that's a very traditionally geeky pastime.
Oh, yes, I love it. It's so good.
I just couldn't get into Dungeons & Dragons myself. And you don't mind video games?
Oh, no, I love them. Up until recently, I was playing lots of World of Warcraft, and I'm really into the Halo games as well.
Ah, Halo. Now, there's a game I can identify with. Now, the competition has involved three challenges so far. Can you tell me about those and how you've managed to survive?
Okay, well, the challenges have pretty much made us look at our creative sides. The first challenge was called The Invention, where we had to come up with an idea for either a gadget or an application for, like, an iPhone or something. I chose an idea. I really love tattoos, and so I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have, like, glowing LED tattoos that you didn't have to stand under a black light for and that you could just put on pain-free and they'd wash away when you wanted them to?
Awesome.
So that was the idea I came up with. And challenge two was to come up with a pitch for a new movie, a TV show, or a comic. I naturally decided to do a comic.
Of course, of course. What was your comic about?
My comic was called Ostentatious, and it's about a small couture shop that makes costumes for superheroes and villains.
Awesome.
Yes, I'm very much inspired by, you know, Edna Mode in The Incredibles?
Oh, yes.
I just thought she was fantastic, and I just didn't understand why no one had sort of run with that idea before and made an entire sort of series about it instead of just having one small character that did this as a profession. It just seemed, you know, silly to me that no one had done it. So it was just a comic idea that I've had, you know, hanging in my head for a few years, but this competition gave me a chance to actually put something down on paper.
Brilliant. And what was challenge three?
We all had to go into our local EB Games and play three different games. We had to play River Rush on Xbox, Forza 3, and Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
And I read that you are an ex-EB employee, so maybe you had an edge there.
It was definitely good going in and seeing everyone again. Like, I sort of knew all the staff, and they were really supportive. So, yeah, that sort of helped me out in the way that, you know, I went in and had some friendly faces, and more of my friends came in and cheered me on. So, yeah, it was really great.
Awesome. Now, so how do you feel about a competition that singles out people who I guess might be considered, well, you know, a bit different? Do you think, actually, all this maybe might help redefine how people use the word geek?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, shows like Big Bang Theory are sort of helping out in the way that, you know, that sure, they are running with the stereotypes, but they're also showing that, you know, being a geek isn't just, you know, one type of person anymore. Like, you can be a geek of anything, and there are just so many different geeks out there.
Yeah, hey, those guys are cool. I like that show. Now, if you do happen to win iiNet's Top Geek Award, what's in it for you?
The winner gets an all-expenses-paid trip to a convention in the U.S.
Yeah.
They have a list. I'll just find it. There's San Diego Comic-Con, PAX East, SXSW, and CES, which is a large consumer technology show.
Oh, that's my favourite. Which one would you go to?
I would go to San Diego Comic-Con because I'd take my portfolio to see all the editors and get some portfolio reviews and hopefully help get my toe in the door for my career.
That sounds good. Now, Cass, do you have a website or a blog that people can visit if they'd like to know more about you and your comics and what else you do?
I certainly do. It's www.cassubeans.com. That's CASSUBEANS.com.
Brilliant. Cassandra James in the running to be Australia's top geek with the final challenge taking place on April 7. Good luck and thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you very much, Andrew.